Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And I am so excited for our upcoming interview that we're going to be having right now. We're going to be speaking with Kumisa Delu. Excuse the pronunciation, Kumisa, but welcome to the show.
Hi.
I have to just say, we've been speaking a lot in the past week about active citizenship, about stepping up and doing something, being the change we want to see in the world instead of complaining about it. And thankfully, we have good examples, but I think you have to be up there on the list of South Africans who are stepping up and making a profound, profound difference. So firstly, thank you for all that you do. And now there's so much that we can speak about. We could also speak about the line where when you're asked about yourself, you say there's not much to say. I'm just an ordinary girl. So let's hear what this ordinary girl is doing to change the world. So we'll jump right in with your, I think it's only on Facebook, but you can correct me if you're on other social media platforms. But your group called One Family, One Stockpile. Can you maybe tell us a little how that group started and where it is currently heading?
Okay. One Family, One Stockpile is a platform that I created for women about 7 years ago. It was born out of sheer frustration because I was observing women whenever I would go shopping, and I found that women were shopping on automation. You know, when somebody just picks up an item, throws in the trolley without giving a second thought to, you know, the price or the price of the same product in another brand, absolutely no engagement with the process of shopping. And it bothered me because that is a very, very costly thing to do when you are shopping. So for me, it was like, no, man. I remember on the day that I actually started the group, I was out and I was watching a bunch of women buying, you know, dishwashing liquid. And it was $35 for the 1.5 liter next door, but they were paying 40 rand in the store next door. And I literally slammed my head against my hand because I was thinking, oh my goodness, look at how much you could be saving if only you had just gone next door to check what the price is. And so I thought, you know what, instead of whining and looking at people funny, let me just do something about this. And at the time, I was only aiming for, you know, 100, maybe 1,000, you know, but never ever in my wildest dream that I think that I would be talking about 500,000 women, both from South Africa and across our borders today. But that's how far the group has grown.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have to say, I joined your group and I'm completely taken by it. Not only that you literally find the best deals across the country, you'll find deals on there that you would never know about. People will walk into a Woolworths, quickly find something and post it on the group. But beyond that, there's such a positivity and a woman, like a sisterhood of people cheering for each other. Now we know that WhatsApp groups that you start, you know, straight away people start trolling each other, or there just becomes this energy, and yours has remained positive and uplifting. How do you manage to keep that that energy going on?
Let me be honest, it hasn't been easy. You know, as the group grew bigger and bigger, I did face a lot of challenges. Most of the challenges relating to issues of identity, you know, and just how we still see each other as South Africans, how we still believe in the classifications of the old days, if you will. For example, I had to deal with blacks fighting over me geographically because now I'm based in Durban. So the KZN people thought they owned me because I live in KZN. But I'm Xhosa 100%. I just live in KZN. Do you understand what I mean? And the Xhosas wanted to own me because I'm Xhosa. I just live in KZN. You know, I had to deal with all that nonsense. And basically, the blacks wanted group to, you know, focus on benefiting black women only because I'm black, and I had to put my foot down quite a bit to say, don't put me in your little box. I don't belong there. You know?
Yeah.
You are here because you are female, and that's the only identity I care about. Female. Because in the home, the baby does not ask, mommy, are you black or white, or is it Indian or colored? The baby says, mommy, I'm hungry. and mommy must see to it that the child is. So if you want to go the other route of identity and all of those things, don't involve me. I'm not for that. I'm for all women.
Yeah, and it's tangible in the group. And we have just about 30 seconds before the news, and you can maybe give us two top tips for how to save money this festive season.
Don't leave the house unless you know where you're going and what you're going to buy and how much it is. And when you get to your destination, buy what you came for and go home.
Amazing. That's good advice. Khumisa Delu, thank you so much for giving us of your time. I feel like we've just scratched the surface and we need many more interviews. So hopefully we will have you back on the show. But thank you again for your time. Wishing you a Merry Christmas.